This is a time to get in the zone. Sure.
Let's play the whole song. Give me a week, son.
I've been trying not to stay on point. I've been trying to save my voice, but y'all gave me no choice. The world go mad, can't ignore this noise. Look at these people found dead in the streets. I got some partners that hate the police. Me, I'm just trying to hold on to my peace, cause I'm liable to lose it and go get the peace. I need a reason, I need a season, pleading with Jesus.
Oh my gosh. Hearing what you believe in, I do not trip. I keep it cheap. What in the H you say in the eye? Ain't no JK when I'm talking to God. Don't need a reason to open my eyes. If I'm still breathing, I'm running for my man. I've been doing better than I was before. I walk with the limp cause I've been wrestling with the Holy Ghost. Deep in dirt and spit, but still somehow I keep on floating. Oh, thought I lost my grip, but God reminded me it's holy. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to. I might go crazy, I might go MJ back in the 80s, back in the 90s, I might go off, or they better not try me.
All right. Episode 72, ET Podcast. This one is called Twibs.
Twibs.
And
Jinx.
This is in honor of my wife, who we will get to in a second. But anyways, that is Eric.
The one and only.
Let's do this.
E-Money, Cash Money.
That is the wrong
records.
Wrong drop. And I am Trey.
Let's do this.
And as I said, this is my wife, and she has a
public service. I ain't even gonna hold you. Announcement.
And so yes, she is joining us today. My lovely wife, Denise.
Welcome, Denise.
McMurray.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, well,
sorry,
that was the wrong one. That was the wrong one.
Thank you for being on the show. Ignore what I just did. Yes.
Thanks for having me, guys.
She just put out her very first book.
Yeah, I did.
She is an established author.
Not yet.
Officially. She just recently hit the New York
the New York best
time seller, or however you say it.
Let's go.
We got money now. So yeah.
Yes.
Dreams.
And we out here flexing. So Yeah. But let's share. How about you share how we got this newfound money and how much better we are than people? Why don't you explain the process?
We're so much better now in our dreams.
Let's go.
In reality, we're still pretty much broke. So
No, but in all seriousness. My wife did write her first book, and it is out, and she is going to share about it today. So,
I did write a book. It's called The Infamous Twit Book, Snapgram Monster Versus Me.
Yeah. Long title.
It's not out. I know I said it was, but I had to take it off.
Wait, why?
She had to do some.
That's a copyright issues.
Yeah.
I didn't get it copywritten, so I'm trying to do that now. But it will be out soon. You guys just want me to talk about it.
Well, I want to know. My question is, what or how did the creation of the cover came to be?
The creation of the cover. Oh.
Because it's very interesting.
My sister,
was like, whoa.
My sister April, she drew that. Well, first, before I answer that question, what do you guys think the book is about?
Well,
just based off the name.
Issues on social media.
Okay. Well, you kind of already know because.
Somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have not read the book, in case anybody is wondering.
Right. No one's read the book.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Same thing with me. I mean, it's just, I guess, you versus that. I don't know how you perceive it.
What do you think I'm talking about in there?
Like how in a way it affects you or your I don't know, like just how I don't know, to be honest.
Okay. No, well, you guys are kind of right. Well, it's pretty self-explanatory that it's about social media.
Uh-huh.
But it came about actually I think as a joke.
As a joke.
Yeah, it started off as a joke because we were talking about overly exaggerating titles.
Yes.
I believe one day at work we were talking about just super long titles of books and movies.
Yeah.
And I was
all the Lord of the Ring books are super long. I mean, they have subtitles, but whatever. And then you got the Harry Potter books too. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire and the
What about the Star Wars?
Star Wars too. Revenge of the Sith.
The Rise of the Rise Skywalker. Of
Skywalker. you got I can't think of nothing else, but yes. Anyway.
Yeah, that's sort of how it came about. It was actually a joke. I was like, I'm gonna write a book about, you know, social media and how annoying it is, and I'm gonna make it extremely, and I created this extremely long title, and I was like, you know what, I could actually write about this, and I did.
Nice. So is it kind of like a short story, or is it like an actual, like how long?
It's a very quick read compared to a lot of books out there. It's not a lot of pages at all, but it does cover some truth that happened to me in the past, and just like my thought process on social media and like how I got entangled into that, and I kind of made it into this four-headed monster just to give it a personality.
Yeah.
Like, and like just my thoughts on social media, my thoughts on my own insecurities and how I just navigated all of it.
And I see. And that's really interesting how we talked about social media last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we're talking about it now again.
The internets.
Oh, yeah, I like that title.
The internets.
So now, do you have anybody from real life involved in this book? Like, do you mention or you have like a someone's likeness in this book?
Yeah, because it's so personal, it's such a personal story. Mm-hmm. I do hint at different people in the book. I don't go in detail with any of it because the entire book was I strategically wrote it so that not only can everyone relate to it, mm-hmm. but not to also put everyone else's stories on blast. Like, I don't want to, like, oh, let me talk about this person.
It'd be problematic.
Yeah, I don't want people coming to me, why did you write me in that tense? You know, blah, blah, blah. So I did leave it kind of vague, but I wanted whoever read the book to be able to just come up with their own, like, frame of thought.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Like, I wrote the book so that you can think about your own life and your own, like, mm-hmm. how you handle social media and how you handle the pressures of like peers and all that other stuff.
That's good. So can you share us like a little bit what's in the book? Like maybe a thought or sentence or something that really that you were like, whoa, I can't believe I wrote this.
I can't believe I wrote the whole thing, to be honest. Let's see. Well, this one quote that I really like was, I don't want my online life to be better than my real life.
Dang.
And that was in one of the chapters that was talking about differentiating between, this is aesthetically pleasing, but is it really helping someone? Like, the stuff that we're posting online, yeah, there is some, I call it etiquette, like fake etiquette. Like when you go online, there's a certain etiquette that everybody follows, you know, perfection, you know, flawless. But in real life, we're not those things. We have issues just like everyone else.
Yikes.
So where are we drawing the line at? Like what's real, what's fake, what's acceptable, mm-hmm. what's not acceptable, and how is it actually helping anyone?
So that's really interesting.
So just dissecting our own social accounts and seeing, okay, is what I'm portraying actually what I'm doing in real life, or am I just lying for likes and followers? And
that is so true.
Yeah. Mm. And if we are doing that, is it wrong? I didn't really answer that question. I just wanted everyone else to kind of answer it for themselves.
Is it wrong?
Open for interpretation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really interesting that you say stuff like that because it is true. Like in every social media, you always see the good side of the person.
You only see the good side of the person.
You only see that. It's like you've never come across and I was thinking about this while you were talking. What if like people would actually write or post up their actually like how they live.
Right.
And like their struggles and their problems. imagine how different social media would be. Like, I'm sure it would be so nasty.
It would it though? Or would everyone feel more comfortable? Okay, so right now we have everybody pretending to be perfect online,
right?
And it's causing other people to be depressed,
right?
Like suicidal, all these issues. If everyone's out there open and honest, then other people maybe they'll be like, "Oh,
I'm not that bad.
I'm not that bad off." Or you know, you're struggling with this. I'm struggling with this. Let's help each other out. If everybody was being real,
that is so true. Because I knew of this. Of this person that would always post, like, and honestly, I figured a way to do it. Okay, so, because I was, all right, so this person would always post, and I think it was on Instagram. They would post that they were always somewhere. Like, they would say, oh, I'm in Rome this time, or, oh, I'm in somewhere else, like a different city or country or whatever.
I feel like this is going to be like the line from Drake's song.
Which one?
Where he was talking about they would take pictures of them like 2 years ago they went somewhere, but then they would post them at a later time to make it appear like they're currently there.
But at least but, they were actually there, though.
Yeah, but see, this is a thing, though. It wasn't even like that. It would just be like a structure. Like, let's say, like the Pyramid of Giza or whatever. It would just be the pictures, and you can easily go to anybody's account.
Oh, yeah.
And screenshot pictures.
It was the Bow Wow challenge.
And in Instagram, you can put location, and it would say, "Oh, currently in this place, anywhere in the world."
Yeah. Wow.
So they would always do that, and I'm like, I can't. No, I know this person. First of all, does not have money to be doing all this. I know there's a way that you can go ahead and put up, oh, I'm in different places everywhere. And it would be like pictures of like when it would be like of that particular person, it would be just like I said, just like what they're seeing. It wasn't really the person being there.
Right.
I mean, there were some pictures where like it was like a restaurant, but it was like, okay, anyone could take a picture in the restaurant and say, oh, yeah, I'm in Italy.
How embarrassing is that?
That is crazy. But
I thought you were going to say they Photoshopped themselves.
Yeah, I was waiting for something about Photoshop, but no, that's kind of...
No, I mean, I think that would be too obvious.
Yeah.
No. But...
You're like a pro at it.
That is crazy, though, because imagine, like, at one point, I was like, dang, I wish I could be doing that.
Why?
What? No. Like being able to travel. Like, oh, being able to go be on these places. But I figured, it's not that bad. This dude is lying.
But just imagine like the pressure he feels to like why do you have to feel that pressure to go and lie to like people you don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
listen. Here's one thing though. Like I heard this one story, and this kind of doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but it kind of does. It's not bad. It's your life is not that bad. There was a story about a prisoner in Brazil who was digging a tunnel for 5 years only to end up in like the guards like break room. 5 years this man dug a tunnel to end up in the guards break room.
That'd be so funny.
You are not that much of a failure. Anybody out there who gets discouraged by social media, let me tell you, you are not that much of a failure.
Okay? I'm dead. Imagine they're so, right there eating and they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Exactly. You start hearing ting. What is that?
Oh, no.
You start having, like, dirt fall in your food and stuff. It's like, what is happening? Like,
that's terrible.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't feel too bad about yourselves.
That's 5 years, though, and you're still in the same area?
5 years. And all you did was go, like, next door.
I mean, you got to think, too, like. What kind of tool was it using? Like, was it toothbrush or something? I don't know.
And yeah, if his job was even harder with digging, like that if he didn't have like, of course he didn't have the proper stuff to dig. So it's like, he's just got like a coffee mug and he's just like,
that's no excuse. If you're going to do something just, that, at least be smarter.
Have some type of knowledge of the layout.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're getting off topic. Yeah. This is about you and your book. I'm sorry.
Do you kind of talk about, because, you know, this is one thing that I saw a long time ago that, you know, the internet was kind of like the escape from real world. But now the real world is an escape for the social media or internet. What do you think about that?
So did I talk about any of that? I didn't talk about that. I feel like right now, social media, it's not wavering.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty strong, like, foundation for people to go to just try to make some sort of happy out of their life. Mm-hmm. But my main topic of the book was what I personally went through, why I felt like I went through it, mm-hmm. and then how social media either made it worse or made it better. There was a chapter where I talked about how social media was helpful to a certain extent. But I also mentioned, like, if you're really doing social media right, it's doing you. You're not doing it.
Right.
Like social media, you're posting, you're sharing things, but it's only through the filter that it has for you.
Okay.
Like, let me try to make this make sense. Let's say I had a really good day. You know, I might not have had makeup on or anything, blah, 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 blah. It was just a really good day. Nothing went wrong. But I take a picture and it's like, okay, add these filters to it, you know, brighten this, change that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I'll post it and it's okay. The book is more about image and how you're perceiving other people and how you're perceiving yourself.
I see.
I didn't really get into, like, life outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just focused on those four platforms.
Mm.
And the platforms that came before it, like MySpace and Black Planet, and how it started off.
Bebo. I brought that up.
Don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Bebo.
Maybe it was only in the South. I basically explained to Eric that it was like the hood version of MySpace.
I had never heard of it.
I don't know. Oh. Whatever. Let's see if Bebo is still alive.
Is Tom still alive? Hi, Tom.
I'm pretty sure Tom is dead.
Oh.
No, I'm thinking he's alive.
Tom was my first friend.
That is true. He was everybody's first friend.
This was Bebo.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now that explains the character in the cover, the monster with all these four heads.
Right.
Because it's kind of like the way how I'm seeing it is just, I mean, it can turn into a monster, like all these social medias, if, I guess, not handled appropriately. Or, I mean, I feel like if you just let yourself go.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is funny because when you're working or doing anything with social media, you're putting pretty much your whole life on display.
Yeah.
And out of all the things that we have here in America with rules and regulations, you're not really taught, like, rules and regulations of how to navigate social media.
Right.
So people are just doing whatever. And yeah, you can get reported, you can get blocked and all this other stuff. But there's no, like, basic, hey, this could be unhealthy. Mm-hmm. You can get addicted to this. You can, you know, you can kind of lose yourself. And I just took the time to write about that, like how I lost myself, it was some dirt that I that I dug up. I went deep in the closet and pulled some stuff out.
Dang.
Just so people could relate, like what you see on social media, it's not always perfect because people actually they don't really know. They don't really think about that.
Mm. Yikes. So like if you can put a percentage of the people that are, I guess you can call, like, infected with this, like, what would it be?
Bad time to use the word infected.
Infected. As much as COVID-19.
Yeah. Poor choice of words, no. Eric.
It's a great choice of words. I feel like it's the same as this whole pandemic. I feel like it's the same as this whole pandemic, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are lying and portraying. And maybe I'm not intentionally doing it. It's just, it's been a habit for so long that.
Yeah. You just get numb to it.
You don't even think about why you're doing what you're doing online.
That's true. Because, I mean, with the reports that I guess you pulled out last week, it said a little bit over 70% of Americans use social media. That is
That's pretty much everybody.
A lot. Like, imagine, there's like, what, I think 300 million people here in America or whatever.
Yeah.
Imagine just, that's over 200 million people using social medias.
And you even got like older people. I hate saying old people, you know, I hate saying that.
No,
older people.
Old people.
And they're mostly on Facebook and stuff. So, I mean, even old people are on social media, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, for God's sake, my grandparents have iPhones. Like, that's weird to me. Anyway.
Dang. My grandma sends me a bunch of those, like, inspirational quotes. You know old people are sending out?
Like, the little flowers in a corner, like, and it's fuzzy because they, like, screenshot it. Yo, and it's
my aunt on my dad's side used to send out these long family texts. First of all, mind you, I only know her, my grandpa, my dad, and my sister. I don't know nobody else on that side of the family. And she used to text me with a long family thing, and it's just a bunch of inspirational stuff and all that. Looking forward to seeing you all. God bless you. Have a great, I don't know, Tuesday, whatever. It's just like random. Like,
I'm dead.
So, anyway, but yeah, older people on social media, but then they have the nerve to talk about us, you know, being on social media, but they're on social media just as much. Like, you see how crazy older people go on Facebook. I don't understand why they keep, why these kids out here are doing this and blah, blah, blah. They just, like, I've read some, like, Facebook posts from some older people that's just like,
yeah,
why are you even on here? Like, if you don't like the way it is, then.
They're probably told by their, like, grandkids or something, hey, get this, or. They're trying to keep up with what their
what's his
name
the baby. Why is he? Does he wear a diaper? What is it? What?
God.
That's how you get on. That's how you get on nowadays. Like what? What you gonna gain from that? Why is his name the baby? Is he still on his mom? You know what? Never mind.
Don't.
Never mind. But yeah, it's just. I don't know. It's things are so weird nowadays because of social media, and it's only gonna get weirder. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we talked about how it impacts people mentally, emotionally, with all that. I mean, it's a very honestly, you can say depressing, you know, outlet. I guess
if you let it do that, like you know. It will depress you for sure.
It talked about an increase of anxiety, right. Of depression, even suicidal thoughts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can really eat you up.
If you do the research, if you go back before social media existed heavily the way it does, the numbers for anxiety and all these other disorders were extremely low compared to now. It's just something about seeing other people's virtual lives. I'm not even going to say real lives. Seeing their virtual lives can affect you mentally.
That's true. It's like, like a Black Mirror. They should do a Black Mirror episode about this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they did. I was like, what? They have
I'm one? Pretty sure they've already done that.
I don't think I've seen it.
Really?
Wait, there was actually one.
Was there?
There was one that I remember that it was this girl, like this white girl.
Why you look at the camera and say,
white girl?
But apparently they used to live in this, like, I guess, environment in which they would always be on their phones and they would always, like, rate each other by how it was like.
Oh, I think I did see that one.
Is that the one where they were going on, like, dates?
No.
No.
So apparently, like, I don't know what it was, but she got invited to one of her friend's wedding. But in order, like, how can I
vaguely remember it.
Basically, they were ranked by, like from 1 to 5 stars. So the rate that you had, if you were, like, a 4 and above, you were, like, high class.
Right.
So everybody got a Lyft driver or Uber review.
So basically, every interaction you would have, they would rate you on how your interaction was or whatever.
Well, I would have had 1 stars all across the board.
I would rate you 2.5.
That's
better than 1 star. So
yeah, but anyways, towards the end, she basically agreed to go to her friend's wedding to give the speech. But the only reason why she did it was because she needed to be at a certain category in order to buy her house, right? So, so anyway, she did that. And eventually, throughout time, she just passed out, went all crazy. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, she got debunked down to, like, a two. And then this old lady came in a truck and picked her up. She was like, why do you care about your image? Just live life. Just, you know, it's too much pressure to be liked or to do things that they're not even you. You're just acting like a robot. Mm-hmm. Just be free. Eventually, mm-hmm. she was free. She went to the wedding, and she basically, like, blew up. Basically, and she just went all out. But yeah, I mean, it does create a huge pressure. Yeah.
Jeez.
I think it wouldn't be hard for, you know, people to just be themselves.
Yeah.
Like, it's much easier just being you. Mm-hmm. And then, because the funny thing is, like, people are always looking for, like, the next best thing, like, the new it person.
Right.
But if everyone is acting like the current it person, how are you ever going to, you know, be the next it person, if that makes sense?
Yeah. It's like some of these rappers that swear up and down they the nicest, and it's like they are the complete opposite.
Damn. Like let's say Trey's the it person.
I don't want to be the it
Trey's
person.
Trey's the it person. Me and you are trying to be just like Trey.
Don't be like
that. But there are people out there looking for the next it person. How are we ever going to be the next person?
Dang.
If we're all like pretending to be like Trey? If you just be yourself, then
kids, a word of advice: don't ever try to be like me. Don't,
or anyone.
Don't be like anyone. Just be like you. Yeah. And if you don't know
more specifically
who
me.
You are,
Denise, do you think like it affects in your actual social life? Like, let's say when you come across or meet, like, let's say your friends. Like, do you think you act a certain way and portray what you post, or you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
definitely.
About?
Definitely. Okay, so when I was younger, we moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in different schools. So there was a point in time I was in all Asian school. I was in all Hispanic school. I was in all white school. And each time, I was 100% a different person.
Wow.
Not because...
You were like that lady off this show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was a different person every single time. Not because I felt like I had to be, but because I just wanted to fit in. I didn't like being the new person. And I knew that because of how I grew up and like I was bullied a lot, I just didn't want to be me. I was like, okay, if being me is going to get me bullied in school, I'm just going to be like everybody else. So I went to all Asian school. I was in the books with the Asian, just cooling. When I went to the all Hispanic school, I was learning Spanish. I was at the protest in LA with them.
Oh my gosh.
Doing all that stuff. When I was in the white school, I lost my accent and I was totally Valley Girl the entire time.
Oh my.
And then
God.
I'm out of school now and it's like, who am I?
Yikes.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to go back to being the girl that was being bullied. So it was a complete struggle from like the age of 18 to, I don't know, 23, 22. And even still now, trying to like navigate being comfortable being me. Like, okay, I'm a writer. That's cool and all, but who's reading?
Okay.
I put my dream of being a writer on the shelf because I'm like, okay, first of all, I've always been lame. Secondly, no one likes to read books. What am I doing with my life? So I'm like, I'm just constantly readjusting until like earlier this year. And I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. You know, social media is wilding out. You know, America's wilding out. Bad things are happening in 2020. What's left for me? I just wrote the book. I was like, I don't care anymore. Because what is there to do now? You know,
yeah.
Sometimes you just got to like not care and just do you, because if you're not doing you,
then what the heck you doing? That is so true.
Yeah.
Then if you're not doing you, then what?
Then what are you doing?
Exactly. Then you're just breathing to death.
Yeah, you're just breathing to death.
Yeah, you step closer to death.
Yep. So,
dude.
Well.
So I just got over my fear. I just wrote the book. And I'm happy
out.
I did it. It's out.
It's here.
That's good. Hey, you know, you definitely overcame your fear, or, you know,
yeah.
And that's good. I mean, and it speaks to a lot of us because even, you know, a lot of people do struggle with their identity and portraying who they really are, because I feel like for me, I guess I'm in that type of boat in which, like, oh man, I can't really show my human side because everybody counts on me, or like a lot of people have high regards of me, or a lot of people respect me and my family, or I have this reputation that I can't destroy, because if they see the bad side of me, then they're gonna be like, dang.
Oh, that's the worst. Like that's that little, that Christianese crap.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna be honest.
Yeah.
People do this to me all the time. Like, I would say something and I'm like, that doesn't sound like the Christian thing. So I was like, okay, well, first of all, before being a Christian, I'm still human.
Yeah.
You know, I have the right to be mad. I have emotions. Mm-hmm. I have a right to portray those emotions. It's how I react on it, or how I choose to make a decision that really matters.
Uh-huh.
Like, no one's saying you can't get mad. No one's saying that, you know, if you're a Christian and you're putting that pressure on someone to just look perfect all the time, you are completely wrong.
Yep.
And boy,
you're 100% wrong.
We learned that lesson if we
hadn't
already recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, I hate, that's like one of my pet peeves when people say that, because I just want to slap them.
Well, you don't sound very Christian right now, Denise. So
yeah, Denise, gosh,
talking about slapping people,
slapping spree.
So,
no, that's amazing.
Yes,
wow. Well,
is there anything else you want to say as we come to a close here? Do you want to? The floor is yours. You can feel free to plug your book, plug the merch that comes with your book, tell people where to get it, you know.
Yeah.
Fire away.
Yeah.
So, like, if anybody knows me, they know that I'm...
Humble
I don't really hype myself like that.
I asked her to come on and do the podcast.
I don't hype myself. I don't hype my work. But if you want the book, it is on Amazon. I will be doing discounts as soon as the copyright goes through. So if you want the discount, just DM me on Instagram.
Do you want to give your IG?
Yeah, it's at Intrinsic Zone. Are you guys going to post about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we will. You guys can just tag me in it, and then you guys can follow me that way.
Okay.
There is merch, teespring.com/IntrinsicZone. You get sweatshirts like this.
I didn't even notice you actually have it written.
Sweatshirts, phone covers,
nice.
Fanny packs, all that fun stuff.
Yeah,
don't forget to get it.
Face masks. Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's for me. It's just uplifting and encouraging to actually just finally write the book. So
sweet.
Any type of like support is helpful. Even if you don't read it, you just follow them, like it, comment about the...
Just buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Your thoughts, you know.
Just buy it.
I am working on the audiobook. There's going to be audio, physical copy, and a ebook.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So for all my non-readers out there, I was thinking about you.
Lazies.
You hurt my heart, but I'm still thinking about you. How can you not like to read?
Lazies.
Yeah. This guy.
Anywho's,
I think that's all I had.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Denise, for taking some of your time and
this is
spending
Denise's
it with you. I mean,
third
with us.
Time on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm actually proud of her because
good job.
We've come a long way from her saying no.
No.
Good job.
At all. So, but this third time's the charm. So
absolutely.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But as you know. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, YouTube. Videos are coming soon.
Yes.
And we'll definitely post our stuff, and as well as Denise's. And don't forget to follow us and share or comment or anything you want to do, but let us know.
Insult us if you want.
sticks and stones may break my bones, and if you words think, will never hurt.
If you think social media does not affect you, let us know so we can beat you up.
All right. We are out of here. That has been Eric. And I have been Trey. And Denise has shared her
public service. I ain't even gonna hold you. Announcement.
And we are out of here.
Peace.
And the way that we're gonna exit is instant transmission. We out.